Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Nakuchi from the Raindance Film Festival 2014, and I'm joined by Salim Khali, who is the actor in the film Dealer. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you very much to interview me.
What's the character that you play in this film?
In this film, I did a character a bit silly and vicious, but stupid. Then make some kind of funny situation, and he's ambitious but too stupid to do big thing.
You're like the sidekick, and you do have a dark side in this film, but also you provide comic relief in some of the situations. And I was wondering, how did you like being part of the film?
It was so fun. It was so fun because the director is he make us so free to be creative. Then it was fun to play together. It was really, really fun and interesting to work together. Yeah.
You mentioned after the screening last night, you said something very interesting about the fact that when you act in films like these, you feel a lot more free. You know, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do, but at the same time, you have fun and you're challenged as an actor. Do you find that there's a big difference in independent filmmaking for an actor compared to mainstream and television
yeah.
stuff?
Usually when you work for television or movie, especially in France, you have to please to the channel or to government who give the money. And sometimes you can't touch some subject. And the way you want to do it, that the people should be pleased. Then here, with independent movie, the only people who must be pleased is the creative people, the director, the writer, the actor. That's it. And I think for everybody who do this business, the first thing it was to do something fun. We choose this job to be creative, to have fun doing this job. Only. This is the only question. Fun, but it can be something dark or yes. action movie or
comedy,
anything or deep, really deep movie. But always be fun and be honest with yourself. Mm. That's it.
So, getting back to the film, how did you get involved? How did this film start for you? Who told you about it?
How did it start? Jean-Luc, the director, friend of mine. I saw his work and I love really his work. And he told me he wanted to do a feature movie. He wanted to do a feature movie, but he didn't know a writer. He was looking for a writer. And I have a friend of mine, Sami, who was the co-writer with Jean-Luc, and I decided to meet them, not to...
Make
them meet at a party after a big, a huge TV series, Braco. I think English people know them. And at the end of the shoot, there is a party, and I asked to Jean-Luc to come and to Sami to come. I say, come on, everybody. I'm going to meet you someone really good. I'm sure you're going to do something great together. And at this moment, they meet themselves. And 1 month after the meeting, they wrote the script.
No way. So you introduced them.
Yeah.
In a way, you're very much responsible for the film even existing.
yeah. And I think it's a very important way to do this job. It's to introduce people you know,
yeah.
and something great can happen. Sometimes when you are an actor, you want to do something, you want to work with the great, the biggest director, you are not at this level. Do with your level, introduce the good people you know, and do something together.
I think what you said is very inspiring for the upcoming filmmakers and anyone that wants to work in film industry. And we mentioned it before with Jean-Luc too. You want to do something, do it. You know, you have friends, do something together.
Yeah, but the difference between in this job, it's the people who talk a lot and the people who do. Usually, if you want to be a director, if you don't shoot one short movie each month, there is a problem. You not really want to be a director. How you want to be a good director if you don't shoot a lot? Mm. It's like the best school it's to do. It's not just to go to school. It's good. But when you are at school, you should shoot a lot. Mm. As an actor, it's the same thing. If you want to be an actor, you should act a lot. Theater, I come from theater. I played all Molière, Racine, Shakespeare, but voilà. You should work a lot to know you more and more, to know your work on
and understand yourself as an actor better.
Yeah, exactly. When you don't have money, you should work faster, quickly. Yeah. Then if you don't have experience, it's too late.
If you don't do anything, you start feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, why am I not working?
Yeah, exactly. And with the experience, when you know yourself, you don't have to have 20 takes. In independent movie, you don't have money, 4 takes maximum.
Yes.
Yeah. Then if you are not ready,
yeah,
fucked up.
So tell me, what about your future? What do you have any dreams and ambitions that you would like to fulfill?
Yes. What I did with Tiller, to meet people together to make a movie, I want to do it for some other people and to do some other project like that.
Okay.
My goal now as an actor, it's to looking for great director. I love their job. If they love my job as an actor, I try to do some project with them. Mm. I'm a writer also. Then I propose them a project, a script or something, and we try to do it together.
Cool. So not just acting, but also writing and producing.
In a way, yes. Yes, exactly. And right. It's so fun. So fun. It's the best way, I think, to do our job as an actor. Because most of the time, when you are an actor, you're not famous. What kind of role you have? Mm. The 20th role, and you have just one scene, and you are happy. Ha ha! I do something.
The extra.
Yeah, the extra, and you say, I'm going to play with it. You do nothing good.
Yeah.
The role is not interesting. Then, with the people you know, maybe you can have great role. Yeah.
I hope our listeners will be influenced and inspired by your words. And it was a pleasure talking with you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much. I wish you the best.
Thank you. Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.